For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. There's the Rotterdam Chamber Orchestra and conductor Conrad van Alpen with Gavotten Minuet, parts of the Holberg Suite of composer Edvard Grieg, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues here in the afternoon time with a beautiful French symphony coming up in a bit when the Ulster Orchestra has Symphony in G Major, the third by French composer Jean Francais. Not to mention music of Chopin, which we'll hear played in not quite the usual manner. We've got an arrangement for guitar trio of the famous Chopin keyboard rondo. All just ahead, here on a Friday afternoon. Right now, the new German Chamber Academy conductor Johannes Goritzky have for us a delightful symphony from Luigi Boccherini, the 18th century maestro, Symphony No. 2, in E-flat major, next on KPR. Symphony No. 2 in E-flat major by Luigi Boccherini, performed by the new German Chamber Academy under conductor Johannes Goritzky. Here on KPR, where it is 12:27. And in about 10 minutes, we've got another symphony for you, the third by French composer Jean Francais. That's the Ulster Orchestra's performance in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. And Kansas City PBS, offering educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop, available on demand with the PBS Kids video app. Here on the KU campus, cloudy skies and 82 degrees, a high of 87 for today. We have a 20% chance of showers later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of about 69, and depending on where you are in the KPR listening area, a chance of showers. About a 40% chance of rain for the northern portion of the KPR listening area around the counties of Republic, Washington, Marshall, Nemaha, and Brown counties. Showers and thunderstorms likely for Saturday and Sunday. We have music for you now by Friedrich Chopin, performed in a bit of a novel way. This is a famous keyboard rondo in C major, an arrangement and performance for guitar trio. The Amsterdam Guitar Trio is next on KPR. A rondo in C major by Friedrich Chopin. Originally a keyboard piece, naturally, and that was a special arrangement for Guitar Trio. The Amsterdam Guitar Trio had the performance on Kansas Public Radio. 12:38 now, and NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour. We're live. We're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola. Featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Support for classical music comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. Next, we have a marvelous French symphony. Music by composer Jean Francais, and a symphony he wrote, his third, in 1953, which has a good deal in common with Prokofiev's classical symphony, both of them were written to provide a sort of modern-sounding symphony at the time, but also with enough hints of an old-world vibe to it. Symphony in G by Francais, played by the Ulster Orchestra, next on KPR. The Ulster Orchestra, with music by French composer Jean Francais, Symphony in G Major, his third, written in 1953 here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 1 p.m., and still to come, NPR News, the next hour of classical music, brings us the second piano trio by Robert Schumann, that and much more, still to come on KPR, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. On the KU campus, cloudy skies, 82 degrees. Support for news on KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information available at lmh.org/cancercare. Support for NPR comes from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to help bridge science and the humanities. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. It's by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla. Interlude and dance from his opera La Vida Breve, The Short Life, here on Kansas Public Radio. We heard there the Cincinnati Symphony, and conductor Jesus Lopez Cobos. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. Some more classical music for a Friday afternoon still to come. We'll be joined later by the English Chamber Orchestra guitarist John Williams as well, with the guitar concerto by Heitor Villa-Lobos. We've got that and much more on the way on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theodorelawrence.com. We have some chamber music next, composed in 1847 by Robert Schumann. In that year, Robert Schumann wrote two piano trios, his first two, in pretty close succession. The second of those, in the key of F major, was found to be a bit more cheerful, effervescent in mood, and a little more accessible than the first. We've got piano trio number two in F major, played here by the Vienna Brahms Trio on KPR. Chamber music by Robert Schumann from 1847. His piano trio number two in F major, played by the Vienna Brahms Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 1:38, a little over 20 minutes to go until our next NPR News update. We're enjoying classical music until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Later on tonight, it's Friday, and you know what that means. Film Music Friday. I'll be back with you this evening, and tonight, you may wish to have the tissues handy because it's a program of high drama. We've got some emotional moments in store for you from films such as Forrest Gump, Dead Poets Society, and Lonesome Dove. It's going to be a night for the heartstrings on Film Music Friday, and I'll be back with you for it tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu. Here on the KU campus, 84 degrees. Today's high is around 87. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 68. There's a good chance of some showers in the forecast tonight for portions of the KPR listening area, especially the far northern sections of the KPR listening area in counties such as Washington, Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan. For tomorrow, should be partly sunny with a high of 86. Joined next by the English Chamber Orchestra and guitarist John Williams with a concerto from Brazil One written in 1951 by Heitor Villa-Lobos, a concerto for guitar and small orchestra written originally for the great master Andres Segovia. John Williams and the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Daniel Barenboim, in Villa-Lobos and his guitar concerto, next on KPR. There you have the English Chamber Orchestra, conductor Daniel Barenboim and guitarist John Williams in the guitar concerto by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, composed in 1951 on Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, stay tuned for the news from NPR. More classical music awaits us in the next hour when we've got the second suite from Bizet's Carmen and Mozart, his fourth horn concerto, that and much more still to come here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing procedures and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
Morning Edition from NPR News.
Listen to Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, conductor George Hurst, and music by Sir Edward Elgar, a minuet for orchestra, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, back with a little more classical music here on a Friday afternoon. Some Mozart is on the way when we hear the Fourth Horn Concerto. That plus one of the piano sonatas by Alexander Scriabin. Much more still to come. Thanks for being with us here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. Onward next with the London Symphony, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner, with Georges Bizet's masterpiece. We have the second of two suites, derived from themes and motifs from his great opera, Carmen, Carmen Suite No. 2, on Kansas Public Radio. Georges Bizet's Carmen Suite No. 2, with the London Symphony, and conductor Sir Neville Mariner, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 2:27, and Mozart is on the way. The Fourth Horn Concerto is going to be performed in just a little bit by the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra. Stay with us for that. Much more still to come on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. And Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown Lawrence location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com. It is 87 degrees here on the KU campus, about as warm as it'll get for this afternoon. Tonight mostly cloudy, a low of 69 degrees. There is a chance of showers in the forecast for some portions of the KPR listening area, such as Washington, Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Doniphan County. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, a high of 87, 40% chance of showers Saturday night, then showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday. We'll spend a few minutes enjoying a performance of pianist Garrick Ohlsson next, he's got for us Piano Sonata No. 2 in G sharp minor by Alexander Scriabin here on KPR. Piano Sonata No. 2 in G sharp minor, composed by Alexander Scriabin and played by pianist Garrick Olson, today on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:40, 20 minutes until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. Later on tonight, from 7 to 9, it is Film Music Friday, and I'll be back with you this evening for the program, which tonight is an evening of high drama. We've got some emotional moments in store for you from movies such as Forrest Gump, Dead Poets Society, and Lonesome Dove. It's going to be a night for the heartstrings on Film Music Friday. That is tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Tomorrow afternoon, it's a joyful Classics by Request with Destiny. From 1 to 4 p.m., hear Beethoven's Ode to Joy, plus a version unlike anything you've heard before, plus you'll have two chances to find a pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow. Classics by Request with Destiny, that is tomorrow afternoon, from 1 to 4 p.m. on KPR. Ready to bring you now some Mozart. The Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra is led here by conductor Nicholas McKeegan, and they're joined by Lowell Greer playing the natural horn in Mozart's fourth horn concerto in E-flat major. That's next on KPR. A little Mozart to put the finishing touch on our afternoon of classical music on KPR. We heard the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra with conductor Nicholas McGeegan and Lowell Greer playing natural horn in Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 4 on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 o'clock and All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. And later on tonight, I'll be back with you for this evening's Film Music Friday with a program tonight of high drama with music from films like Forrest Gump, Dead Poets Society, Lonesome Dove, and a lot more. Looking forward to joining you tonight at 7 p.m. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, home to 14 area museums, 3 national historic trails, landmark architecture, and the Kansas City Chiefs Summer Training Camp. Details at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. It's 3 o'clock.